Digital Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, Santa.
Santa. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of the podcast. This is podcast number 445.
The SEO Santa.
The SEO Santa.
The SEO Santa.
And I'm the worker elf.
The SEO worker elf. No, the web design, web development worker.
The web development worker. Well,
yeah, web development.
I use axes and hammers and chisels to carve out the best websites there can be. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, really, digital tools.
Which means websites that convert, right?
Yes.
A fantastic, amazing graphics, sliding in, sliding out, all of that. That's really nice.
No, you're really doing more like CMS, CRM integration type things.
I am like pulling the wires.
You're not doing all the fly in, fly out because that doesn't help with conversions as much.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of the podcast. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is...
use geofencing if you're a brick and mortar location.
Yeah, because and those beacons, right? So we've heard a little bit about beacons. We talked a little bit about beacons in podcast number 444. Go check out that podcast. They can really help your business identify your customers, stay in contact with your customers, and generate more value.
So the
subscribe, follow, boom.
But back on that. Okay. All right. So as
a
backup,
really
say,
not a smooth transition.
Yeah.
Say.
Well, so Google, Google Beacon actually changed your. You gotta have an app now to track the goals.
Right.
So Google started getting too many requests, I think, and they were like, "All right, you gotta have an app. This is too hard to do."
Yeah.
But there are third-party beacons out there that you can look at that can do a lot of really cool things. So check it out.
Yeah, a lot of really cool things. I wanted to jump into this review. We had this right away. This is a big punch in the face to Brian Lobig. He's a longtime listener of the show. We talk regularly. And he says, again, the eWeb Results crew deserves another five stars review from a fellow SEO who needed some assistance figuring out a YouTube Google video results optimization issue. I'm going to say that again. A YouTube plus Google video results optimization issue that was perplexing. You are well deserving of the top internet marketing podcast on the planet designation.
Boom.
Hashtag bows gracefully.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Brian punched in the face. I sent this over to the team. I'm like, I don't know, the SEO company SEOers turn to when they
We are the SEO company that SEOers turn to when they have problems. I mean, that's... that's the new tagline.
Punch in the face to you, Brian. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you also. We are filming live here, broadcasting also live on Facebook Live. And punch in the face to all you YouTubers out there who are checking us out. Please remember, Matt and I, we are your friendly results rebels.
I feel like we should tie something to Christmas with that, though.
Over Christmas.
Results night. Elves!
We are your friendly results elves. Results rebels on a shelf?
I don't know.
All right, if you've just tuned into the podcast for the first time, howdy and
howdy.
Welcome to the podcast. We're doing the potatoes now. We'll get into the meat shortly.
Johan!
Oh, yeah.
Johan, we have a contest.
He's the giver of gifts this Christmas
Why don't you just give him a sneak peek of the article,
okay,
and then we'll do the gifts so people know what we're going to be talking
about. So here's what we're going to be covering today. We decided to change it up a little bit. A beginner's guide to the 7 steps of the sales process. I see that Johan is going over to the mirror in preparation for
his debut.
His debut on the podcast. If you look at me, Johan, you know that is wholly unnecessary. So a beginner's guide to the 7 steps of the sales process. This is actually from Salesforce.com. We do some work with Salesforce. We checked out their blog. We're like, hey, this is a good article. We are constantly talking about the sales process with our customers. So we decided, let's share it.
All right, Johan, we're going to step to the side and give you the full...
Literally blocked him.
Okay, yeah.
Let me move the chair in your way and then come this way. All right. What do we got? Ho, ho, ho. I like it.
Can you see me?
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just got a little delay.
See, look over all right.
You're live!
My debut. If you guys have noticed, on our Facebook page, we did a giveaway. You know, this is the holiday season, so we wanted to give some goodies away to our listeners and everybody that... you know, comes in every week and participates. So I have here the list. I'm going to choose somebody here live.
All right.
Everybody can see it.
Yeah.
So we're going to pick somebody. The winner is...
You got to show it to him.
Why not right there?
Shayra Agote.
Let me see. Where is it?
Right here.
Yeah, Shayra Agote. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just an automated random selection of names.
Automated selection. So I'll be in contact with you today.
What's she getting?
So she'll be getting Matt's book, Build Your Brand Mania.
You get Johan for a day.
You also get one of our eWeb Results t-shirts.
He's wearing one right there that says Shikawa.
Model that shirt.
We have more on our website, so I'll ask you which one you like, and then we'll also send you some of our stickers.
Yeah.
Swag bag.
So, yeah, congratulations. And then for all the people that didn't win, we'll be having more starting next year. So, yeah, just stay tuned. I'll be promoting a little bit more. I'll have these guys promote it, and, yeah, just participate.
I like it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everybody. Be safe. And God bless.
All right. John, he did good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
He's the
surprise elf.
I like
the
it.
The gift elf.
Take charge attitude. He's like, I'm going to have these guys promote this. And he's exactly right. We are going to promote this. So if you're returning to this podcast, it may be because you're getting some, I don't know, value from the podcast.
Yeah.
You might be interested in we've got resources. We've got mini mags, our tips, Patrick. So you might be interested in that. Punch in the face to Patrick Lopez for tuning in. All you need to do is go to ewebresults.com/SEO tip or tips, and you'll get taken to our resources page. Lots of really good resources there. We actually have some tools now.
I'm pushing the developers to make all kinds of tools. The coolest tool that I have right now,
right?
Basically, well, it's not built yet, but what I want it's a surprise.
The coolest tool that I have right now is not built yet.
No, we have a bunch of cool tools in the resource section. We're gonna keep adding them. I want to get into it because I know people are like trying to hit forward, back. But
they like the fun, and they just won gifts.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. I'll go through the tools. I'll list them later, but just go check out eWeb Results, the resource section. You'll check them all out there. We have a bunch of free guides as well. So look forward to that.
Excellent. As always, we run a contest each and every week. And the way the contest works is if we get 10 Shikos.
A share, a like, or a follow.
And when you give a share, a like, or a follow, you should hear in the back of your head the sound. It should sound like
Shikow! You saw Johan's t-shirt.
Yeah.
For all you YouTubers out there.
Shikow with the old Batman pow, wow style. I don't know, text on it.
Oh, look at that. Jennifer Gregory, Adam's wife.
Punch in the face. Yay! To you.
Hey,
if you're
offended,
check with Adam. It's a good thing. It is a good thing. If you would like a free website analysis, you can get that from our website, ewebresults.com. Just click the free website analysis and you'll get a free.
Yeah, and that's 30 minutes with one of our experts. It's $150 value. I encourage you to check it out. A lot of people are having a lot of success with that, walking away with some real tangible knowledge and nuggets and things that they can execute. So if you're perplexed by something, please call in. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah. And we might be able to answer a question just like we did for Brian Lobig. So, we're going to, you know, it's always good to set the stage of what's going to happen. We're going to deliver a lot of value and you're going to leave a review at least.
So there was a plugin that we were looking at where people can actually leave reviews for the podcast.
Right.
Prior and live, and then we can like answer them.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty cool thing on another podcast we were checking out, and we're looking about adding that next year.
Yeah, we've made so many changes in 2018. We're going to be making even more changes in 2019. Our team is expanding. We had a team building on Wednesday, which was phenomenal. Like breakthroughs on the team. Team walked out of there all fired up and really connected. It's exciting. It's one of the differentiators, I believe, for eWeb Results. You can find quote unquote internet marketing anywhere. And at the end of the day, it boils down to the team. So what is that company doing to maintain the best team in the market? We've got our podcast.
We're your team.
We're your team. It was a great event, and I was going somewhere with that. But where I'm going to go?
We were rock climbing, is what we were doing.
It was a blast. Texas Rock Gym, Punch in the Face. Yeah. Those guys, they did a phenomenal job. I highly recommend you send. I gave them a testimonial and sent them in that direction.
Awesome.
So sending you guys in that direction. All right. So a sales process from prospect to close is often full of uphill climbs, twisting paths, and expected turns. And I gotta tell you, I'll probably be leading this conversation, but the person who's gonna be adding the most value is right here next to me. Mr. SEO Santa himself comes from a really strong sales background, a top performer in and really high level sales organizations, pharmaceuticals, etc., where that's where the creme de la creme go anyway, and then he was in the creme de la creme of those. So so he's probably gonna have a lot to add. Please don't let me down. One of the things I'm going to say about this article, we talk about quality content and the intent of your article. This article is phenomenal. It's from salesforce.com. If you just go Google Beginner's Guide to the 7 Steps of the Sales Process, you'll find them. But during this whole article, they're actually selling an ebook that they give away at the end of the article.
This is like how to do an article, right? This is fantastic.
Inbound marketing 101.
And really, a lot of what we do talk about with clients is where marketing ends and where sales begins.
Right.
And marketing starting to reach further and further in that sales process. Yep. Your website's your best salesperson. And so the way people are finding new businesses online, 84% of people have gone through, or people have gone through 84% of the sales process before they pick up the phone and call you.
Right.
So there's more and more important things you have to do from an inbound marketing standpoint to make yourself be a good selection for your customers.
As you're moving
prospects.
Into it.
Yep.
We like to say the sales process, and you were using it today doing a little bit of training, to professionally help someone to buy. That's our approach. It's not about selling. It's not about getting the biggest deal. There's chances where, we could probably upsell someone. A lot of our prospects come to us and they just don't know anything. Uh-huh. Some of them have really big budgets and we could just say, here, do everything. And it's not the right solution, right? It is not the right solution for everyone. So professionally helping someone to buy. Stage 1, contact and leads, build trust at the start. He says 78% of business buyers seek salespeople who act as trusted advisors, right? And it's something that we do. Our whole sales process is geared towards showing us as trusted advisors.
So it's interesting that you mentioned that. It's interesting as trusted advisors.
If
so,
only there was a good book about how to be a trusted advisor.
I would have to agree with Salesforce wholeheartedly. And I wrote a whole book about it. So if y'all haven't checked out Build Your Brand Mania, go check it out. I'm getting a lot of positive reviews. It hit Amazon bestseller. It's all about...
By the way, he's getting a lot of reviews. He wants more. So when you buy the book, read it, and then go back to Amazon and write a review. Hopefully you'll make that review 5 stars.
And also you can get it on Audible. So a lot of people that just don't have time to read and they're in the car driving or at the gym or something like that, you can go listen to an Audible. I would encourage you to check it out. Let me know what you think. But it's all about how to build yourself and position yourself as a trusted advisor.
Very good. Do your research. Make sure you understand your prospect's pain points, their business model. We spend a lot of time in our calls is like, hey, what do you do? What do you sell? What do you sell the most? What makes you the most money? What have you tried? What's worked? What hasn't worked? That's really important. And then we turn around and we start educating the prospect. And all of that turns into a trust building session.
Yeah, right? You want people to know, like, and trust you, right? Yep. Before they know, like, and trust you, they're not going to buy from you, so...
Next is qualifying leads. So let the leads do the talking. 78% of salespeople said that listening had a substantial impact on converting a prospect into a customer. I feel like that's low. And I'm going to ask you, of the deals you've closed in the last 6 months, how many did listening not add value to?
No, I mean, all of them, right?
100%.
Yeah. No, well, I think that salespeople sometimes get excited or they get passionate.
Yeah.
And
Which can be good.
Yeah, right? It can be good, but they forget to check in sometimes.
Right.
Right. And so really being an active listener is so important. In my opinion, in a sales process, you really want to listen first, understand what those needs are before you start talking.
Because
if you're not talking to their need, you're just kind of throwing spaghetti against the wall.
I also think you need to be careful because, something that the client or prospect says early on could send you down a path, and so then you could get excited about this path. Hey, this is a solution. And if you stop listening at that point, you may not hear some of the things like, oh, well, that path doesn't really work for XYZ, where B2B versus B2C, or whatever the reasoning may be. So you got to keep listening through the whole process.
No, absolutely.
I love this question. I know you know the answer. Pretend you don't. What's the number one way to impress someone? The number one way to impress someone.
How to impress? Like, I need a scenario.
Like, what's so? If you meet somebody and you want to impress them, so maybe
you kind of stand up tall, like, put on your chest a little bit. Like, I don't know.
So the number one way to impress someone is be impressed by them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. That's the number one way. Because I mean, this is reality, and it sounds funny when any one person says it. But remember, this also applies to you. Anyone who thinks I'm smart is a genius. Anyone who is impressed by me is a genius. Like, they've seen through all the clouds of my dysfunction and they've recognized that I'm smart and I'm impressive and they're a genius.
I think that personal connection is one of the most important things in life. Okay. In all relationships, and selling is a relationship.
Yes.
But having that connection with somebody and also seeing them. Right. A lot of times people see through, like, right, they're busy, or salespeople or whatever. People don't feel recognized and they don't feel that sense of connection. And I think that being heard and understanding and connecting with that person on a emotional level. What is that other kind of people don't care how much you know before they
know
how much you care.
Yeah.
I think that that's kind of cliche, but I think it makes it's out there for a reason. Right?
Yeah.
It's whatever it is.
It's directly associated, if you read the book Influence, and I know you have, and then Prefluence, it's Prefluence, right? Persuasion, by the same guy, Robert Chia something.
Cialdini,
there we go. I knew you knew something. So, great.
I'm impressed, Chris.
great books, right? And he talks about how those rhyming things are a value. I just thought I'd throw that in. Number three is to provide value. Did we get the, is to provide value. Validate the benefits and value that you have to offer. Show them in your presentation specifically how you and your company can add value and work together to achieve their goals. Again, you can't do that if you haven't identified what their goals are. And that's a listening process, 100%.
Well, you know, something else I would add in there. Oh, it does talk about it. All right. So, like, testimonials, like third-party validation is super important when you're, you know, there's things that you can't say necessarily about yourself.
Right. I'm a genius. Doesn't work.
Chris is a genius.
See?
Yeah.
It works better.
Yeah. See?
I'm not sure you buy it yet. But we're a little closer.
We've won some awards this year. We've won two. Clutch. We've won Upsetty, top full service agency.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
And then our podcast is showing up on every list of if there's an SEO or internet marketing podcast.
We need to know like a list where we can put in the podcast to win some kind of award with that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's been like internationally recognized, but we need the plaque.
Yeah. It's gonna make us feel better. You have some stat that you use a lot about testimonials and people trust a testimonial.
So Bright Local did a study, I think it was last year, and the number's pretty high. I think it was 84% last year. It's 85% of this year is people view a testimonial as equal to a reference or a referral from a personal friend.
Right.
That, I mean, so powerful, so important. You don't want to hide your testimonials away. You want to kind of have them be maybe the first thing that people see. If you're talking about persuasion, like, let them read the testimonials before they read your content.
Yeah. Right, right. All right, so stage number four is handling objections. Keep the conversation going. So top sales performers counter client objections over 23% more often than average performers. I also think that's probably a little low. Objections are opportunities to learn more about your prospect's needs. Let them fully explain their objections and ask lots of follow-up questions so you can understand the root of their issue. Sometimes the objections just kind of come up because they don't feel they've been heard enough, right?
Yeah.
And so it's your opportunity to ask those questions. Remember, objections are not punishments. Their information.
Yeah, I think that that's the better opportunity to sell, right?
Yeah.
Because if someone doesn't give you any objections
and
there's just kind of some smoke screen,
right?
And like they're not telling you what the true objection is, if someone will open up and share with you, that means they trust you enough and they think that you can help them answer it, and they're actually trying to work their way through that process,
right?
And so anytime someone gives you objections, and unless it's like, you know, it's tone's important too,
right?
But if people are giving you an objection, it's really an opportunity to educate, to figure out what the pain points is, to find out that more information, to move them through your sales process or their customer journey.
And so, and really it's specific things that if you can solve, you're going to get the deal, right? Like,
yeah,
hey, here's the list of things that maybe we haven't talked about yet, or maybe I'm not clear on. And if you solve these last couple of things, boom, you're moving on to the next phase.
So the debate out there a lot, right, from a conversion optimization standpoint is short content versus long content.
Right.
And when I say long content's kind of a catch-all, but typically works better. And here's why. You want to phrase your content where maybe you're catching the people that are, you know, skimming or ready to buy at the top, but then you want to go into all the objections. Think about those letters you get in the mail. I don't know. I get a lot of them. I might sign up for a lot of lists.
You do.
I do. I like it. I actually have a drawer of all the ads that I get.
But, this is a good one.
Yeah.
This
is a good one. So, you know, you think about these, like, there's some on vitamins, on like brain stuff. I get all this kind of stuff. And so basically, it's like 10 pages long. It's like, who's going to read this?
Right.
Someone that's interested
might.
will read it, and they want to find out as much information as possible. And you got to treat that as like direct mail sales copy and say, this is my salesperson.
Yep.
And
this is my only chance.
This is my only chance. So I got to answer every objection one after another until they're fully satisfied. Yep. You see that on landing pages. You answer something. If you go to buildyourbrandmania.com, that's my book funnel. It's basically a similar format.
Right.
Hey, are you ready? Here's a little more information. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's some more information. Are you ready? And then at the end, just here's the best, here's the home run pit or like swing for the fences ad copy, and then get them to buy. And so really a lot of the stuff that was done in print has moved into the online space.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there's one kind of equation that I'm aware of, which is it involves like, how do you get people to get over? Because everyone comes into a situation with some resistance. Right?
Yes.
Do I want to buy that watch? Do I want to buy that internet marketing service? Do I want to buy that car? They have some resistance. So what you need to do in this kind of professionally helping someone to buy is concentrate on their dissatisfaction.
Okay.
Understand what their dissatisfaction is. Give them a vision of where they could be.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And so your dissatisfaction times your vision, right? Because if you don't have a vision, they're not moving. If the dissatisfaction isn't that low, they're probably not moving. And then you add to it, what are the first steps? So if you can keep the first steps nice and simple, when all of that is greater than the resistance, then they're ready to move forward.
I like that. We need to make sure that they put that on the page of the podcast. We got to make sure.
Yep.
So who's ever transcribing this?
D times V plus F, that's in those previous two were in parentheses, has to be greater than resistance. Number five is structure the deal. So now you use your tools to build a proposal that works for both parties. The stage before you get a yes can be the most tricky. Structuring a deal that makes everyone involved happy means keeping your future customer in mind while still holding your ground. It could be why you got to configure a price quote. Actually, they say that configure price quote software is projected to grow 126% over the next 2 years. It's kind of
so. What's interesting about this is that tool that I was going to tell you about.
Yeah,
I'll tell you about it now because I guess. So really, in conversations with clients, is they're trying to figure out, you know, how do we get more leads? How do we get more deals? Right, that's what everyone wants.
Yep.
Well, you know, when you look at it from an SEO standpoint, it's really mathematical. What keywords have the most volume?
Right.
Where are you currently ranked?
Right.
And then where are you going to be ranked? Right.
Yep.
Like, or where can we get you ranked?
Where
like,
do we know we can get you?
Yeah. So based on keyword difficulty, we can kind of give some timelines or kind of, you know, what are they called? Checkpoints or milestones, right?
Yeah.
And so basically, I want to have this formula that you put in where you're ranked. And where we plan to get you ranked,
right.
in the time frame.
Yep.
And then what that traffic increases looks like.
Yep.
You plug in how many leads you're generating right now. So if we double your traffic, boom, boom,
double
boom.
Double your leads.
Right? And then
improve your conversions.
Right? Yeah. And so you can run these math problems to see where you're going to be and see what the value of your traffic is going to be. And there's a couple studies out there that show you, right, the top three positions on Google where all the traffic is, it falls pretty significantly. And then, you know, all the way down to position 10, the first page. After the first page, you're in 1% range. Doesn't really
search.
Even matter, right?
They're yeah. doing another search.
So there's just kind of some different tools out there that I think are super helpful from an SEO standpoint. So.
Yep. By now, you should know that the customer you're talking to has budget, authority, needs, and a timeline. Part of providing your price point is legitimate. Proving that your price point is legitimate is doing your homework and being able to show your work. And this is where you would use case studies, for example, to show what you've done. But you got to be careful. Don't include extras that could be a nice upsell but could interfere with the client's success. That's what we're talking about. Like, yeah, there's clients with budget and need and confusion, right? Those could be the easy ones that you could lump a lot of services on. But if those aren't the right services, don't do it. You want to keep a customer for life.
No, and I think you got to be really, you want to streamline your process and you want to be really simple. Internet marketing, unless you've been in it a while, is somewhat overwhelming,
yeah.
right? Like for people that don't fully have, what does SEO mean, right?
Right.
Like ask 10 different people what SEO means. It's a really broad topic. Here's something interesting that I wanted to kind of highlight. The budget authority needs and timeline, the BANT
yeah.
is what they called it. They abbreviate as BANT. I'd never heard of that before.
Right.
So I really thought that was a pretty good way of summing it up and to create a, what is it called?
An acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like
so that. So that you know BANT. You really need to have
BANT.
A BANT before
Where's
you
start your BANT?
Structuring
Where's
the
your
deal.
BANT? Yeah. How's the BANT going?
is the BANT good or is the BANT bad? All right. So next, finalize the proposal. Utilize all the information you've gathered along the way. It's important to lean on the rapport and research when you've done this, because at this point, as they're getting closer to kind of wrapping up negotiations, you might get a little bit more negative buyer sentiment. And this is where maybe if you've got a drawn out sales process, you want to be able to reference previous concepts, right? Previous conversations that you've had. And this is where Salesforce is like, oh, we have a solution for that. Our CRM will help you store information about your earlier phone calls so you can kind of bring those conversations back in towards the end and say, see, remember how we connected this and here.
Salesforce is amazing.
Good stuff.
It was the first cloud-based like CRM system
yeah.
that guy had a vision. So
took off.
Look at this. Who wrote that? Gong.
Gong.
Right.
Gong
so when we close a deal internally, just some of the... what is it?
Culture fun
yeah.
that we have, yeah.
Yeah, we have a bell that we gong. And, mm-hmm. and so it's funny, on the finalize a proposal, the quote for user 7 is gong.
Yep.
It kind of ends it well, right? So.
All right, number 7, close and keep commitments. A great handoff is key to long-term success. Customer satisfaction is now the most tracked KPI by sales teams worldwide, uh-huh. right? So the sales teams close it and then hand it off, and then they know that they need to track customer satisfaction, because if the sales team oversold the deal, undersold the deal, like they want to track how satisfied the customer is.
That's the most important thing. In my opinion is after someone's joined a relationship
yeah.
With you,
that
you're delivering, you're delivering what you say you're going to do. You stand by your word, and they're happy. And really, another quick data point out there, I know we've thrown a lot of data at you, but it costs 25% of the to keep an existing client
right.
than it does to acquire a new one.
Have 1/4 of the cost.
Yeah, 1/4 of the cost. So really, if you can get new customers, then keep them happy long term. You're going to get also those referrals. You're going to have happy customers, and really your job becomes not like a job.
Right.
It just becomes like you're hanging out and you're
yeah.
doing stuff with a bunch of friends, you know. And I think
yeah.
that. Is I think really the goal, like, because we spend more time at work than anywhere else, and so you want to love your job, you want to have passion for your job, and you want to love the people you work with,
right.
you want to love your clients, you know. So I think you know, that's so important, that you have that feedback loop from that communication. We do the the monthly results call.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And also we can break that apart 15 minutes per week.
Yeah.
And that feedback loop is so important. And that's something.
It's a differentiator.
That we look at and track here internally. And it's actually tied to people's salaries. Yeah. So it's super important to us.
Yeah. I think the summary is once you close the deal and the ink has dried, make sure you set your new customer up for success.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So
all right, so that is a guide from Salesforce.com, a beginner's guide to the 7 steps of the sales process.
I like it.
You give us comments if you want. You know, guys know how to reach out to us. If you like this podcast, we actually ask that you tell 3 people. You psycho us.
We ask you share it. Yeah. Share it on a social media account.
I don't know. Share it. Like it and follow it.
Yeah.
Like-o it.
Like-o it.
If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet is everywhere.
It's everywhere. Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business, 713-592-6724. If you had a referral and you mentioned it, right, when you deliver good value to customers and you're maintaining those customers for longer periods of time, they tend to give you referrals. We have a referral program. You don't have to be a customer to give us referrals and get paid. Just go to the website, click the referral link, and...
So what I've been talking about with some new clients is they definitely like what we're doing, and they want to refer us out to other people, and they're wondering, can we apply that against our monthly cost? You can absolutely do that. We will work with you. We'll donate to a charity. We just want to give back, and we want to thank you, and we can do that a lot of different ways. If you want a book, if you want a t-shirt, we want to build a relationship with you. And grow the community. So please share people with us. We value those relationships. We value your relationships. So we appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So we were filmed live at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. If you would like a transcript, video, or audio of the podcast, you can get that at our website, ewebresults.com. You guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. This is our last podcast of the year.
Is it? We're not going to do one for New Year's?
Well, I'm out.
We could call in. We could call in.
We could do that.
We could do. I feel like we need to
keep the
with a bang, right? This is the last one before Christmas.
Yeah, it is definitely that. No doubt about that. Maybe we can. We'll see if we can put something together. If not, and happy
New
Year.
We'll see you at the new location then. If we don't,
so. Yeah, we'll definitely see you there. Thank you guys for making us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. Like Brian Loebig reaching out to us, sending us questions, giving us reviews. We really appreciate that. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram. Merry Christmas. God bless. Love you.